From Arizona Public Media in Tucson, I'm Luis Carrion with In-Depth Arizona. Life on the farm is not part of the current reality for most kids these days. So, it's a bit odd to see a group of 15 to 20-year-olds taking care of farm chores on a recent brisk morning.
I'm Joshua Jesus Rojas. I go to Catalina High School, and we are doing farm chores.
This is farm chores.
Just doing regular farm chores.
I'm really, new. So I've only done 3 of the farm chores, but this is pretty good. I like this.
That's right, farm chores, as in feeding the chickens and turning the compost pile and checking up on the worm bins.
What we feed them is compost, which is basically rotting food. What they do for us is they give us worm castings, which is their poop, and it's really high in nitrogen, which is really good for the garden.
These kids, some still wearing their skate shoes and hoodies, may be dressed a bit inappropriately for the type of work they are doing. But they're here voluntarily working at the Marana Youth Farm Project.
Today, we are digging new beds to plant in, to plant the spring crops in.
Robin Solis is 17 years old, and she's been here long enough to have invested in a pair of work boots and overalls.
I was really excited about it because I'm really supportive of sustainable local agriculture and food systems.
So. She's here this morning because she says she has an interest in sustainable farming and doing something that will ultimately help our community. And she says that she's not alone in this type of idealistic thinking.
I think it actually definitely is very alive in youth culture. I was just trying to find something that I was passionate about and writing about, and I realized that the food I was eating was not good for me, and I didn't understand where it came from, and it just didn't make any sense. So I started researching, and I started talking to community members, and I just discovered this whole world of sustainable local agriculture. And so yeah, that's kind of how it happened.
We have all kinds of stuff intermixed in here, and we planted it in a way so that plants would be grouped together in a way that's called companion planting. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shanti Sells is the Marana Heritage Youth Farm Coordinator. She says that the youth farm is part of the community food bank, and the objective is to engage local youth in growing food for the community while addressing issues of nutritional poverty and hunger.
There's a national movement happening around youth agriculture, and a lot of it's urban-based, and it's based in areas where people have limited access to food, especially healthy food, and underserved populations who are dependent on some sort of like a public food system to help support them. And a lot of times that means really unhealthy, poor nutrition, you know, it's canned and processed food that a lot of people are having access to. So there's been this movement that's been up and coming for years and involving youth in that process. So youth are actually growing food for their families in a lot of these urban places and bringing home their knowledge and the education that they've gotten about what the food system is and also just about the importance of eating healthy and how tangible it actually is.
The program is designed to encourage nutrition and healthy food choices and to empower program participants to become voices and advocates within the food system, while also developing valuable leadership skills.
My mom found this on the internet and I signed up right away.
My family is definitely a little veggie crazed.
I love it. I love it out here. I like working with my hands and stuff.
Claire Healy and Kristen Gannis have been with the program several seasons. This means that they have additional responsibilities at the farm and are also part of a group of young people that are looking to make this work a lifelong endeavor.
So I like coming out here and then just getting it like organic. So it's a lot better. It's healthier for you, and it's a lot better.
Yeah, and healthier for the earth, too.
Yeah.
I know for me, in high school is when I really started becoming interested in learning about kind of the corporate factory farming world. And I think everyone has a right to safe food, and I don't feel that the corporate world is providing safety. I think their first goal is profit. And not necessarily delivering quality food at all.
And the thing about this is you want to be really careful pulling the plant out of the cell. You don't want to just...
This day, the kids are preparing the soil for spring crops, but at the same time, they take time to harvest some of the winter broccoli that is still in the ground. And Robin Solis points out that it's this connection with the seasonal planting cycle that motivates her to work in this field.
I really like weeding, but I guess the process is just planting something and seeing it grow, you know, and then being able to pick it and cook with it and then have a meal together. And just you've seen that from the tiniest little seed to what's nourishing your body.
For Arizona Public Media, I'm Luis Carrion.
I'm in love with dirt. I've already acknowledged that.